KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today we have a different kind of show for you. We attended the annual Community Service Opportunities Fair at Fresno State. There are two events like this each year, one in the fall and one in the spring. And the event attracts roughly 70 community benefit organizations to share information with students about their organization, the service work that they do in the community, and how students can be involved. So we went around to several of the tables at that event, and we interviewed the representatives and talked to them a little bit about what is it that they do and how are Fresno State students involved. I think you'll really enjoy today's show. Lots of guests, lots of really great information about the programs in our community. So sit back and listen and enjoy. I'm here with Myra Kubos from Wesley United Methodist Church, and Wesley is one of the great partners for Fresno State and does an awful lot of wonderful work in the community. Myra, can you tell us a little about Wesley?
Well, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities here at Wesley, and we're just a mile away on the other side of the stadium. So we welcome students to drop in on Thursdays for the community dinner in the afternoon around 3. And we also have our Pink Cow Thrift Store. We've got our food pantry. All those events only happen with Fresno State students. So we're really thankful for the involvement with students at Wesley. Come on by, check it out. There's lots to do.
So students are involved in things like food security kinds of issues, both through the base camp dinner on Thursdays, like you said. There's food distributions once or twice a month. You've got the Pink Cow Thrift Store, educational programs that are associated with Wesley because they're on your property. But there's also the Parks Department out there. So lots of ways students can be involved, right?
You got it. In fact, we've got Reading and Beyond on Mondays and Wednesdays. We've got the City Parks and Recs after school program on our campus as well. So there's so much to get involved in. And the food insecurity wise, we have a pantry that distributes weekly on Thursday. And then we're doing quarterly big produce giveaways, 6 to 10,000 pounds in coordination with the food bank. So there's a lot to get involved with and do and help the community.
And this event today, the Community Service Opportunities Fair, a big opportunity for you to talk with students directly and recruit.
Yes, it's nice to meet students. It's nice for them to sign up and get their email, and we follow up with them and get them plugged in and where their interests are. If it's going to be with children, if it's going to be with food, if it's going to be with just helping out in our thrift store, which means community, a place where everybody can shop and get a pair of jeans for a dollar. It's all included there.
Well, Myra, thanks for being a partner of Fresno State and for providing all these great opportunities, not only for our students, but certainly for the community. And have a great day today. We are here with Pockets and Red of Camp Kesem. Camp Kesem is a student-run organization at Fresno State. I'm going to let these wonderful student volunteers tell you about that program.
Yes, we are a nonprofit here at Fresno State. We're in our sixth year, and what we do is support kids throughout the Central Valley who have a parent diagnosed with cancer. So Red can tell you what one of our main goals is.
The biggest thing we do to support kids through and beyond their parents' cancer is send them to a free week-long summer camp where they can meet other kids who are going through what they're going through, and then they can be a kid again without having to bear that fact that their parents have cancer.
And this is all run by student volunteers at Fresno State. It was brought to Fresno State by students. It's a national organization, but it's the campus chapter, right?
Correct. So we are Camp Kesem at Fresno State.
So I know right now you are recruiting for student volunteers, and that'll go on for a while, but you're also going to be recruiting for campers. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have campers that range from the age of 6 to 18 years old, and we put them in units at camp. So they are in their age range and gender, and it's honestly just an awesome experience because they're around kids who have been through similar struggles, and we range throughout the whole Central Valley. So we're able to reach out to Visalia area, Tulare, over towards Bakersfield, and up north a bit. We're a huge community and very driven about our cause, and we just want to make a difference.
You both got started as student volunteers with this program, and now you're co-coordinators. You are running the whole thing. You're going to be responsible. I put the stress on you, I know, for raising like $70,000 or $80,000 and recruiting the campers and recruiting all the volunteers, putting on the camp, as well as all these other wraparound programs. What's it like for you as a student who is putting all this time in? What are the benefits for you?
I guess one of the biggest benefits is it's super rewarding. I got involved because my stepmom got diagnosed with cancer, and my little brother, he was having a hard time. Obviously, I was having a hard time, but he needed a place where he can be a kid again. And so I made sure to get involved as a student volunteer so I could make the camp a better place for my brother. I really wanted him to go to camp last year, and he went and had an absolutely amazing time. So it's super rewarding for me as a counselor and as director of Camp Custom at Fresno State to see this achievement in kids.
And I know, Pocket, you have a similar situation where your family was affected by cancer. You know, as a student, as a volunteer, what do you get out of this?
Well, I get a whole family experience out of this. Honestly, all our students, we all have jobs. We're all working to become, you know, professionals in this community. But we're also just passionate, and we're all a family. We have so many opportunities to do something different on our free time, but instead we're here to just support these children. My mom was diagnosed in 2017, and I have a little sister who is a camper. And just recently, which is still an emotional impact, my dad was just recently diagnosed. So it's hard, but we're here for these kids, you know, and this new diagnosis of my father has made me realize, you know, this is what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for the emotions that I'm feeling, that my sister's feeling again, for these kids, because they have gone through so much and they deserve the help that we provide.
So clearly this is something therapeutic for you in a way too, but also that you're helping to provide that to other people as well. And that's Camp Kesem Fresno State. And Kesem means?
Magic.
Kesem means magic. I love it. Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks for being here, and thanks for the wonderful program that you offer to our community. We're here with Liz and Danica from Art of Life Cancer Foundation, and Art of Life is a program that is certainly near and dear to my family and to me. And with us is Liz Ray, who's going to tell us a little about that program, and she is the executive director.
First of all, Art of Life provides programs, services, and a ton of support for those impacted by cancer. Not only do we offer those programs throughout the year, almost every single month we're doing something out in the community. We maintain and created the Healing Garden that's located in Woodward Park. It's a beautiful 3-acre space at the north entrance of Woodward Park.
And I know Fresno State students and faculty members have been really involved in the original development and the ongoing support of that program, correct?
Yes, we could not have made all the progress that we've made without the help of Fresno State and their involvement. And throughout the year, we have so many students from different organizations that are stepping up, signing up, volunteering, and just attending our events. And it's really important to have that continued support.
And Danica, in addition to the garden, there are all kinds of programs that you do, certainly art and other kinds of support programs. Can you talk about a few of those?
Yes. Throughout the year, we have an event almost every single month. So one coming up, it's called Paint It Forward, and it's for cancer survivors. They're paired with an artistic director, and they co-create a canvas, and that is displayed throughout the valley out at our garden and cancer centers.
And that's how my wife got involved in your organization. And clearly you use volunteers an awful lot. Can you talk about the event today and how that's going and, you know, how it helps you recruit those students?
This event is so important because we can meet and see so many different students and share more about our organization and all the different events and programs that we offer. And we couldn't do what we do without the help of Fresno State students.
Well, we certainly feel very strongly about the great work that Art of Life does, and we're happy to have you here. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm here with Prince Marshall. Prince is with Washington Unified School District, and in particular, West Fresno Middle School. And Prince was a student of mine way, way back in the day, and here he is now recruiting and working with a lot of our student volunteers. So Prince, real quickly, just give us a thumbnail sketch of your school, West Fresno Middle School, and then how are you utilizing volunteers?
All right. So the school is located in the 93706 zip code, which is an area that's highly concentrated with poverty, lower socioeconomic. It's also an area that I grew up in, so I'm very familiar with the community, graduated from the high school that's out there. Through Chris, I've been able to reach out through different departments, interdisciplinary, to receive help such as mentorship, informational workshops. I'm currently working with Food and Science on a nutritional approach for the community, which is going to involve parents, students, and some staff members. So there's been a wide variety of support and resources that we're trying to bring into the campus.
And, you know, I know that you as a student, way back when, service really helped kind of get you involved in education. Is that right?
Definitely correct. I wouldn't be here today, I believe, if I did not take CS 101 class, I think it was at that time. And then with an extra kick in the pants from my wife as far as making a decision of what I wanted to do. And I was always working with children with my community service hours. So it only made sense to go in the direction of education. Never dreamed of becoming a principal, but I enjoyed coaching. And, you know, so now I'm coaching teachers.
Maybe real quick, you can just talk about a couple of the programs. I know the women's water polo team has been involved in Pen Pal program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to hook up with the athletics program. So she's connected the women's water polo, which is called our Bulldog Buddies Pen Pal. She supports one of our first grade classrooms there on campus. And if you know how hard it is to get kids to read and write, the water polo team has inspired and motivated these students to read and write beyond what they were doing before that connection and communication started. So they've been a blessing on our campus. They've made the kids feel very welcome and a part of kind of that Bulldog family. And the teacher has also shared some positive feedback with me as well.
I know the students who've been volunteering with you are just ecstatic about it. I certainly feel that that West Fresno community is lucky to have you back out there as the principal out there, Prince. And we're really thankful for you as a great resource for our students. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris. And I think without you and the support and continued friendship, wouldn't be here either. So I definitely appreciate you 100%.
Mutual Admiration Society. We're here with Erica Burr from the Bulldog Pantry. And Erica, tell us a little about the Bulldog Pantry, how it got started, and what you do there.
The Bulldog Pantry started about 13 years ago now with students from Lutheran Campus Ministry and faculty from Fresno State who saw a need for food help for the surrounding neighbors to the Fresno State community. So they opened a food pantry to fill that need. It's completely student run, and we've been going strong for the 13 years, which makes us unique. We're a great opportunity for students to take on all kinds of leadership responsibilities and learn all kinds of parts of the operation, everything from ordering food and fundraising to getting volunteers, doing publicity. All of that is handled by the students. I am currently the volunteer overseer of the pantry, a position I've had for the last 2 years. We're very thankful to the Richter Center, who has supplied us with two student coordinators through their programs for the past several years. And those students do the bulk of the work, but we are always looking for able-bodied and willing volunteers to do all kinds of other jobs. You can be as involved as you would like to be. We'll take you for 1 hour if that's all you have, or a whole semester, how much ever you want to give us, we would love. Most of our volunteers come on Saturdays to help guide our clients through picking out their food at the distributions or setting up on Friday afternoons. It's a great low-key chance to interact with the other volunteers and the clients who come in. They're very appreciative of seeing young faces who care about the community and making the world a better place. If those are things that are important to you, we are definitely the place to try out.
I love the fact here this is an organization that was started by students, run by students. I mean, if it wasn't for Fresno State student volunteers, Bulldog Pantry literally would not exist. And you do distributions every other week, is that correct? During the school year.
Yes, typically it's the second and fourth Saturday of the month. That changes a little bit with state's vacation schedules and breaks and that. We're not sure what this summer will bring. Last summer, we were able to distribute once a month all through the summer. And that depends on funding and if we can get volunteers in to do it. So the summer's always kind of up in the air. But yes, we're doing distributions basically every other week during the school year.
Well, Bulldog Pantry is certainly something that is an icon at Fresno State in terms of the community service work that our students are involved in, and certainly a real prize in our community. So on Shaw, right across Fresno State. So thank you very much, Erica. We're here with Monica and Adriana from Stone Soup Fresno. And Stone Soup is a program, a local nonprofit that's been around for quite a while, one of our original partners at Fresno State through the Richter Center. And Monica and Adriana, what are your roles there?
I am Monica. I'm the Family Resource Specialist at Stone Soup Fresno. I help families all over Fresno County, help them connect with different resources around.
I'm Adriana. I am a teacher assistant and events coordinator, so pretty much going out to events and assisting in the classroom.
So when you say classroom, Stone Soup does an awful lot in the community. One of the things they have is a preschool program. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other programs that they have?
Yes, so we also have a playgroup program. So it's like a toddler and me. So the parent and the child is in the classroom interacting, so learning social skills and motor skills.
And there are a lot of other outreach programs that serve the El Dorado Park community and the communities that are served by Stone Soup. Can you talk about a little bit of that target audience, Monica?
We target families all over Fresno County. Our playgroup program is open to everyone, and so is our preschool program, so families all over Fresno. And we just started our Learn Hmong after school program, which is open to elementary school students.
And Monica, you came to Stone Soup certainly in part because of your service experience at Fresno State. Can you talk a little bit about what you did at Fresno State as a student volunteer and then how that kind of led you into working at Stone Soup?
Yes, so I was actually part of the Scholars in Service program at Fresno State my junior year of college. So in 2016, I volunteered for 2 years. And after I graduated from Fresno State, I started interning there as an AmeriCorps intern, and I got hired on about 3 months later full-time as a family resource specialist. So I'm still here working at Stone Soup Fresno. It's been almost 4 years since I started volunteering, and now I'm there working full-time. And it kind of came full circle. It was a great experience for me, and I'm happy to be here. And Fresno State really opened the doors for me.
Well, Stone Soup has been such a big part of my work here over the last 27 years. Literally one of the very first community partners that we worked with. And we appreciate you being here today. In terms of recruiting volunteers, how important is the Community Service Opportunities Fair for you?
It's unbelievable the help that we get from them. And we also have ongoing and we have one-day events, like just community events that they could also come out and help.
Well, thank you, ladies, and thanks for being here today and for all the great work you do in the community. I'm with Todd Waldner from ICANN Junior Triathlon Club, and Todd and I go a ways back, but Todd is one of the frequent participants here, recruiting volunteers through these community service fairs. Todd, first, tell us a little about ICANN.
ICANN Junior Triathlon Club, we're now in our 16th year, and it's been awesome to see over 1,500 kids come through the program, okay? And we are about introducing youth to the sport of triathlon and empowering youth, personally empowering youth through the sport of triathlon, right? Swim, bike, run, have fun.
And I know that, you know, it really is that empowering. I mean, you talk about confidence, patience, determination, you know, and instilling those kinds of character traits in kids through triathlon. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the triathlon is a platform we use for empowering young people. We want young people to understand that our cornerstones, confidence, patience, and determination that you mentioned, are what will empower them in life. Key life principles. We're about teaching youth fundamental life principles through the sport of triathlon, right? It's not just about the sport, but it's about knowing and embracing the I can attitude. I can, okay? If you think you can or think you can't, either way you're right. We want these kids to be empowered knowing that whatever summit they want to plant their flag on, they can do that because they have embraced the I can attitude coupled with confidence, patience, and determination.
And clearly volunteers are a big part of what you do, whether it be parent volunteers or student volunteers. Can you talk about a couple of ways that Fresno State students have been involved?
We've had, because our volunteers are somewhat specialty, we've had marketing interns. We've used marketing projects. We've used social media department to do a video for us. We've used athletes to be volunteers in our swim, bike, run programs. So we really look for sort of a diversified volunteer, but mostly athletes.
16 years, you know, I can imagine you had these little five-year-olds that were out there in your program, and now you probably come here and they come by your table and maybe get in as volunteers. I know you are working with some of the older kids, especially getting them to take on leadership roles as well. Is that right?
We are. We have a junior coaching program as well as a youth leadership program. We want to develop our athletes to become leaders within our organization. If we can utilize their skills that they've learned to give back to the young people, it's a win-win situation all the way around.
Well, I do think it's a win-win in the sense of, you know, ICANN Junior Triathlon Club, certainly working with kids. It's a homegrown program, working with our volunteers, and really providing a really unique service for our community. So, Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
We're with Brandy and Gina from Heinz Hospice. Gina, first, tell us about Heinz Hospice.
Well, Heinz Hospice is one of our two nonprofit local hospice agencies here in town, and our goal is to ease the suffering of the terminally ill while supporting them and their loved ones and those in the community who are experiencing loss of some sort.
And a program that is well known by a lot of people, been around for quite a while, I think since the early 80s, if I'm not mistaken. Clearly, volunteers are a big part of your program, right?
As a matter of fact, they are. Nancy started Heinz in 1981. And as a matter of fact, she started it in her own home. And her entire RN nursing staff that cared for the patients were all volunteers. So that is, in fact, how our agency started.
So based on volunteers, and I know Heinz Hospice has a lot of individual programs, you know, we'll talk a little bit about one of those.
Sure. I work with the LOSS program, which is for anyone impacted by suicide loss. And so we go out into the community, into homes after a suicide loss has taken place. So the police and the coroner will call us and we'll show up immediately and provide resources and support. And so we are a 24/7 program. And so we're always in need of volunteers who have lost a loved one to suicide themselves so that they can go in and kind of provide that Me Too factor, which allows new families to kind of say, I'm not in this alone. I have other people who've been there and have experienced the same pain and the same loss. And so we show up immediately and provide no charge counseling moving forward, support groups, supplies on how to talk to kids, anything around suicide loss.
Clearly a very heavy kind of involvement in terms of time commitment, in terms of emotional commitment, but certainly something that when the students are out there, what a meaningful impact that those volunteers have. Today, you're at the Community Service Fair. How's it going so far?
It's going great. The students are awesome. I love their enthusiasm. You know, you guys put on a great event for us. We love seeing the kids come through. It's fun to see all the different levels of interest and where we can facilitate those needs and really get them excited about stuff going on in the community and giving back, you know, not just because they have to. I can't tell you how many students I heard come through here saying, just clarifying, there's not a requirement. I want to be here. I want to do this, which is amazing.
Well, I think the culture of service that exists at Fresno State wouldn't be possible without our community partners. So we thank you for being here today, and thanks to Heinz Hospice for 40-plus years of great service in our community.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
We are here with Brianna Maltese from Peace Corps. Brianna, real quickly, I think a lot of people know about Peace Corps, but maybe just give us a thumbnail sketch. What is Peace Corps?
Peace Corps is a federal agency. It was founded in 1961 by President John F. Kennedy, so we've been around the block a few times. We know what we're doing. And our volunteers work in over 60 different countries at the grassroots level in communities in their country of service, and they work in one of six different sectors affecting change and promoting peace and friendship.
And you started out as a Peace Corps volunteer, and now you're a regional recruiter and work with Fresno State community. Maybe just talk quickly about what your experience was like.
I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Mozambique, which is in southeastern Africa on the coast, right across the water from Madagascar and above South Africa. And I was a health volunteer. So I worked with two really small community-based organizations in very rural northern Mozambique. And my organizations worked with people living with HIV and AIDS and orphans and vulnerable children. So it was really just a lot of health talks in the community and a lot of that health education piece that is so important and necessary when promoting public health. And so I talked a lot about HIV and AIDS and malaria, the symptoms, prevention, treatment, and then it was also a lot of stigma fighting with HIV and a lot of myth busting for both malaria and HIV.
And so now, as a recruiter, you're going out to college campuses all over the area. What do you tell students when they come up to your table and ask about, you know, what's Peace Corps? What do you do? Why should I get involved?
I tell people that it's the adventure of a lifetime. It's so life-changing and such a transformative experience, and it changes everything. For me, in any case, it changed so much of how I view the world, how I view my place in the world, and I learned so much, and it really put me on a path that I wouldn't be on without my Peace Corps experience. So for anyone who's looking for an adventure and has the time to commit for 2 years, it's really such a great opportunity.
Yeah, big commitment, but huge impact, certainly on the individual that's involved, but also on the communities they serve. And Community Service Fair today, how's it going so far?
It is going really well. I've gotten a lot of people to stop on by. It's really fun telling everybody. Everybody seems really interested, and I'm stoked to be here.
And if somebody wants more information, they can just go to peacecorps.org. Is that correct?
Peacecorps.gov.
Peacecorps.gov. Thank you. All right, Brianna, thanks for being here today. I'm with Elizabeth Barr from the Fresno County Library, and Elizabeth has been coming to the Community Service Fairs probably for, well, I won't date you, Elizabeth, for quite a while. Tell us about the library and how you use volunteers.
The library has opportunities for one-time events. We also have opportunities for students that have a few hours of service for a class or a club. We also do have ongoing volunteer placement, and they're helping us with our programs in the library locations. We have adults that need to be tutored to learn how to read. We have some opportunities for Veteran Resource Center volunteers, as well as opportunities for high school and middle school teens to help us with the kinds of programs we should be putting on.
So all kinds of ways for volunteers to get involved, whether they're a student or not, short term, long term. And I know you've been coming to the community service fairs for years. How important do you think it is for events like this and helping you recruit those volunteers and to reach out to the Fresno State community?
This event provides the opportunity for organizations to engage students to learn more about the work that the nonprofits and government agencies are doing, as well as for us to learn more about the college community. And it's a wonderful partnership. And for some of the students, it provides a life-changing experience.
Well, we sure appreciate you working with our students for so many years, and thanks for being out here today, Elizabeth.
Thank you for the opportunity to have this event.
Well, that's about it for our time together today. I sure hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed recording it and hearing about all the great sites and opportunities for our students and the way that students are really serving our community and growing and developing through that service. Our sincere thanks for listening today. We would not be here if it were not for you, our listeners. Please don't forget to join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action show on KFSR. And don't forget, like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're going to post lots of great pictures and other information to that site. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.